As the U.S. battles the flow of fentanyl into the nation from Mexico, the Mexican government is fighting to halt the surge of American guns coming into its country. Following an agreement to pause tariffs against Mexico, President Donald Trump announced Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum's promise to send 10,000 troops to the border to combat drug trafficking. Now, Sheinbaum is demanding action to curb the flow of American firearms into her country, even going so far as to sue American gun manufacturers. A retired U.S. federal official tells the Wall Street Journal many of the tens of millions of guns sold in the U.S. each year get smuggled into other countries with tighter gun control. It's a major problem for Mexico, which has seen a surge in cartel violence over the past two decades, and notable because there are reportedly only two legal gun stores within the entire country. Mexican authorities also say American firearms have been used in attacks, such as the 2019 massacre of Mormon families headed to a wedding in northern Mexico. Six women and three children were killed in the incident. Mexican officials have repeatedly pushed for the U.S. to do more about the illegal distribution of firearms into the country. Around 250,000 guns are smuggled across the border each year, according to Mexican authorities and the U.S. Government Accountability Office, saying 70% of guns traced at Mexican crime scenes between 2014 and 2018 came from the U.S. Mexico is now suing American gun makers for $10 billion and wants firearms manufacturers to monitor their weapons distribution networks for trafficking. American gun companies argue the lawsuit should be thrown out because of federal laws limiting the liability of gun makers if their weapons are used in crimes, and contend they are not to blame for cartel violence. Former federal agents say much of the gun smuggling happens through so-called straw buyers. These people purchase the weapons for traffickers at gun stores in border states who then buy and transport them through areas where few vehicles are checked by U.S. or Mexican authorities. A former ATF agent also says Mexican authorities are reluctant to search for smuggled firearms over fears of being killed by cartels.